Perfect Intelligence, Chapter 11, The Indestructible Basic State, Part 1. Phenomena are ceaseless, countless, and unpredictable. It is impossible to determine what will appear. If we just stop for a moment and look at all of our life in terms of the basic state and phenomena, we see that there have been ceaseless, countless, and unpredictable appearances throughout our life. Even though we say, oh, yeah, I can predict the next experience, I'm going to put my hand up in the air. Well, we can't really predict that 100%. Because we could also drop dead, or the world could blow up, be hit by a meteor, and many other things. So we can't really predict what is going to happen, even though we think that we might be able to. It is impossible to determine what will appear. And since it is impossible to determine what will appear, just this alone creates a state of tension and anxiety. If we do not know that everything that appears rests in an indestructible basic state. So in order to supersede compassion as some kind of cultivated means of activity, in order to supersede being content due to some form of neutralization of negative states, what we need to do is rest in the basic state. When we rest in the basic state, we see that no neutralization of labels is necessary. That simply by the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state itself, all labels whatsoever are resolved. Their definition is completely resolved due to instinctive recognition of the basic state. Upon instinctive recognition of the basic state, labels no longer hold any kind of ultimate influence or significance. Rather, the power of the basic state itself is instinctively known to be immediate, absolutely immediate and fundamental to all appearances. And so we rest our identity completely in the indestructible basic state, rather than being pushed, pulled, tugged, and kicked around, punched by all the labels that we use to describe everything. If we're labeling everything that appears and relying on the definitions of those labels without having any understanding that it all rests in the indestructible basic state, then we're going to feel significantly influenced by what these labels have to say. And all of our experience is going to be judged by what these labels state about different experiences. Due to belief that phenomena have an independent nature, their basic state goes unrecognized. In reality, phenomena are pure like space and free of independent power to cause or affect well-being. Ultimately, the indestructible basic state is the sole cause and the sole effect. So never part from the basic state. The instantaneous here and now dissolves within itself, dissolves into its immediate benefit of complete well-being and instinctive recognition of the indestructible basic state of existence. Now, each one of these sentences is power-packed. It is completely power-packed. One sentence alone would be enough to sustain one for a lifetime. And so the first sentence states, due to belief that phenomena have an independent nature, their basic state goes unrecognized. When we believe that each subject and object is an independently generated thing, then we completely overlook the fact that also included in the definition of every subject and object is their basic state. All subjects own objects whatsoever, which is simply another phrase that describes phenomena, All phenomena whatsoever rest in a basic state. All subjects and objects rest in their basic state. And there's no way out of this. There's no escape. There's no exit. There's no need to get into the basic state, and it's impossible to try to get out of it. And so the idea that effort is required to achieve well-being at some distant point in the future is all just a fiction about who we take ourselves to be. Already, complete well-being and perfect accord is available in the instinctive recognition of the indivisible, indestructible basic state. There's no need to go anywhere to get it, because all phenomena whatsoever are unavoidably bound together by the basic state. The basic state pervades all phenomena. It doesn't just come up to their border and enclose them. It completely pervades phenomena and all ideas about phenomena. Thus, any kind of idea we have about causality or the laws of the space-time continuum or whatever it might be, all these too are phenomena that rest in an indestructible basic state. The basic law, the fundamental law, is the basic state that is present in all frames of reference. It's present in all phenomena. This is the ultimate knowledge, one could say. It's the basic knowledge about everything. The basic knowledge about everything is that it unavoidably rests in a basic state. The instantaneous here and now dissolves within itself, dissolves into its immediate benefit of complete well-being and instinctive recognition of the indestructible basic state of existence. In each flash instant of the here and now, there is no possibility to hold on to it, and there is no way to avoid it coming, and it's impossible to keep it from leaving. You see, this is absolutely impossible. And so if we just allow that to be as it is by not getting into a lot of ideas about what's going on right here, then we can see that very fundamentally, very basically, all of the continuum of the here and now is unavoidably joined in a basic state. When that basic state is not overpowered by descriptions about the independent existence of phenomena, then we see that the basic state is the predominant identity. It is prevalent throughout all phenomena. It's impossible that there can be a phenomenon in which it is not the indestructible basic state. So no matter what the labels or frames of reference are that we apply to phenomena, their most comprehensive description or comprehensive order, you could say, is the indestructible basic state. In order to make sense of our own personal phenomena, we have to recognize that the basic state is present in all phenomena. We have to recognize that a basic state is not able not to exist. Just the recognition of that is filled to overflowing with incredible logic, incredible, very basic logic. A basic state is not able not to exist. Once we hear that and contemplate it even for a moment, we see, well, wow, you know, I've never thought about it in that way, or maybe I've never even heard that, but I can see that that's so. Everything is held together by a basic state. The most basic of all descriptions that can be applied to anything or anyone is basic state. That is the most basic. It is the basic state that unifies everything unavoidably and indivisibly. The first time we recognize this, we say to ourselves, wow, this is really incredible. There's a basic state that links everything together. It unifies everything. And yet I've never recognized it before. However, even when I didn't recognize it, the basic state was still indivisibly unifying everything. So you see, there actually isn't a time when the basic state has not been. It's only been due to the labeling of experience that it seemed like the basic state wasn't present. But the basic state is always already present throughout all labels regarding sequence of time, throughout all dimensions that set forth some kind of spatial existence or spatiality to existence, throughout all imputations of cause and effect. And so you see, the basic state instinctively is most prevalent in all our experience, whether we recognize it or not. When we do recognize it, instinctively is the basic state of our own experience. When that is very conscious and alive in us, then we have complete well-being. It's as simple as that. We are in the flow of bliss. We realize that all experience is a flow of bliss. Most basically, it's a flow of bliss. That all the power that we need to live daily life, it rests in the indestructible basic state. When we actively, instinctively recognize that indestructible basic state, then we have access to its profound powers. Its profound powers of complete clarity. Its profound power of automatic, non-worded insight into the nature of existence. Its perfect benefit in which everything rests. Its benefit is so obvious in that nothing can escape it. Nothing can escape its perfect equalness and evenness. And in the complete mental and emotional stability that's absolutely evident in every single moment of instinctive recognition of the basic state, this complete mental and emotional stability is unending. It pervades all phenomena. So when we instinctively recognize this about ourselves, we have complete mental and emotional stability. And due to all of these aspects, we're then able to be very skillful in life. We're able to live life in a very skillful manner where we have skill and equanimity in all situations. Insofar as phenomena are open to many interpretations, instinctively recognize that they all rest in a basic state. All phenomena, including the cosmos, multiple universes, earth, water, fire, air, time, space, cause and effect, are dynamic phenomena of the indestructible basic state. And so you see, no matter how we describe it, no matter what kind of power we give to it, whatever it is, it rests in the indestructible basic state. Beyond that, its recognition is, beyond that, just knowing its definition or knowing a lot of things about its behavior, characteristics according to conventional definitions, all of that avail us absolutely nothing. There's no way we can get complete mental and emotional stability out of defining the behavior and characteristics of the cosmos or multiple universes. It's not going to come about. The only way we can have complete mental and emotional stability is by realizing that the basic state of all of our own experience, as well as the basic state of all experience, is the indestructible basic state. we could go on speculating forever about all the physical characteristics and behaviors of everything. But it's just going to keep us caught up in some kind of confusing circumstances where we can never in a definitive way make sense of things. Now, in chapter 17 of The Basic State, what is being written about is the powers of great benefit, the powers that are actually present very, very specifically when we instinctively recognize the basic state. If we don't know about instinctive recognition of the basic state, then we're constantly tumbling around looking for some kind of new way to feel all right in the present moment. And when we instinctively recognize the basic state, we're no longer tumbling around. Or even if we are tumbling around, it's gleeful and joyful. We understand that the basic state of everything is indestructible and that that is our identity. We can never be knocked off course, ever. It's impossible. Furthermore, all phenomena seem to manifest in whatever way they have been defined. However anyone defines phenomena, that's exactly what they're going to look like. Like if I say to myself, oh, when I get angry, then I'm upset for days. I've completely defined what anger means to me and how it affects me. And just like an actor in a play, I'm going to go along with that definition over the next few days. However, that isn't how I define anger. I know that anger and all other disturbing states rest in the indestructible basic state. The indestructible basic state is their only identity. That's the end to anger. That's the complete resolution of anger, the overcoming of anger in its basic state. Does that mean that there's never any anger that appears then? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that the basic state is sovereign. The basic state is the indestructible force in everything. And so the definition of the anger itself, its causes and results, are of little significance because it's known that anger or any other disturbing state is fueled by the clarity and bliss of the basic state. There's no need to reactively act out anything when it is realized that there isn't any phenomenon that can truly cause anything in terms of your well-being. It's absolutely impossible. If all of your family dropped dead this minute, or if the house was hit by a lightning bolt or whatever it was, none of that would change your indestructible basic state. So you see, it's important to rely on what we can count on, what we can really count on to be true about ourselves. However, what is the sovereign force of the cosmos, galaxies, suns, moons, and all phenomena? In answer to that, surely no sovereign principle exists other than the basic state. The grand display, phenomena, is the unconfined dynamic energy of the basic state. By defining and labeling phenomena, describing and objectifying them as though they independently exist, the definition of phenomena is incomplete and confusion persists. Confusion is automatically clarified in the instinctive recognition that phenomena are the dynamic, circumstantial energy of the basic state and nothing else. Well, it's so simple. There isn't a lot to be said about it. And really, everything that is said about it says exactly the same thing. And so you see, there's nothing to twist your intellect around. Instinctive recognition means that The instinct of recognition itself subsumes thought and reasoning. It's beyond thought and reasoning. It's a way of knowing. You could call it a method of knowing, a means of knowing that is beyond thought and reasoning. Yet it can be interpreted through thought and reasoning. It infuses all thought and reasoning with its force and power. By the power of instinctive recognition of the nature of existence, then all thought and reasoning is held to its highest purpose. All action, too, is held to its highest purpose of benefit. So, instinctively recognize that you never part from the basic state. Simple as that. Instinctively recognize that you never part from the basic state. You don't have to do anything to instinctively recognize that you do not part from the basic state. You can perhaps just instantaneously recognize that, and then it would be obvious to you forever. That would be one way of recognizing it, just hearing about it and reading about it, and then conviction would dawn. And if it isn't that obvious to you, then just rely on short moments of instinctive recognition of the indestructible basic state, repeated many times until it becomes continuous at all times. Instinctive means that it's become continuous at all times, that it's most predominant in all your perception, and that you don't have to think about it or do anything for that to be so. You don't have to remember it. It's just obvious without even thinking about it. It's kind of like, whew, no sweat all the time, but without having to think about it. Great and immediate benefit shines forth in instinctive recognition of the basic state. It's just the great moment of total relaxation and joy to realize that the basis of everything is indestructible, totally indestructible. There's no way that anything can be destroyed. No way whatsoever. The dynamic energy of the basic state is never destroyed. It's never destroyed. It just flows on and on forever without any kind of sequence of time or space. And so you see, even though we all may die someday, it isn't the basic state that dies. Our phenomenal appearance may change, but it only changes into the continuous flow of the basic state, what it's always been anyway. So you see, when we recognize that the indestructible basic state is the basis of all of our appearances, including our death, then we can have an easeful death, because we're not looking at our death of being a separation, an end, that we've had this life and now we're dead. We don't look at it that way any longer. And it isn't that we need to think about that. We just instinctively know that death is just another phenomenal appearance within the basic state. It isn't anything that is some kind of separate power that puts an end to anything any more than any other phenomenon. It's simply a temporary appearance within the basic state that's labeled as something and then given significance based on the definitions of the perceiver. By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state, it's realized that the identification of death, the fundamental identification of death, is the indestructible basic state. The fundamental identification of birth is the indestructible basic state. The fundamental definition of all of life is the indestructible basic state.